Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Google users think Bitcoin is dead. Once again, I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. And quoting venture founder here, in line with the past halving cycles, this is my most viable forecast for Bitcoin before the next halving. Bitcoin will capitulate in the next 6 months and hit cycle bottom anywhere between $14,000 and $21,000, then chop around $28,000 to $40,000 in most of 2023 and be at $40,000 again by the next halving. And this just in, Voyager sent notice of default to Three Arrows Capital for not making payments on its 15,250 Bitcoin loan valued at $324 million. And as Plan B shares here, when money is politicized and weaponized like the US dollar and the euro, it loses its monetary function. It becomes harder to use politicized and weaponized money for trade, business, and investment because it is tracked, seized, and debased. Start using Bitcoin for trade, business, and investment. Touche. Also in today's show, 2022 bear market has been the worst on record, according to Glassnode Analytics. Quoting them here, in the midst of this, Bitcoin and Ethereum have both traded below their previous cycle all-time highs, which is a first in history. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst turns skeptical on big Bitcoin price predictions for 2023 and explains why. Quoting Benjamin Cohen here, once upon a time, I would have liked to believe that 2023 would have been the year where we hit those maybe. $250,000 was always going to be too high. I was thinking more of $100,000 or something by 2023. Now check this out. 8 years ago today, the U.S. Marshals auctioned off 30,000 Bitcoin confiscated from the Silk Road Marketplace. Tim Draper was the highest bidder at $19 million. He took a huge risk that helped change many people's perspective of Bitcoin. That Bitcoin today is now worth over $600 million. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing Tim Draper's $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction within the next 18 months. That's right. Venture capitalist Tim Draper thinks crypto is going to go up more than tenfold by the end of 2023. And he isn't the only crypto mogul whistling in the dark. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you had a pretty awesome weekend. Now, Bitcoin starts a new week above $20,000, but heading for a new bearish record as a key support level remains out of reach. That's right, after a calm weekend punctuated by a brief spike to nearly $22,000, Bitcoin is back near to the closing price of June 24th for CME futures markets. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, traders expect July to provide Bitcoin price catalysts. That's right. While the weekend spared the average hodler more unwelcome surprises, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows the fact remains that Bitcoin is far from where anyone wants it to be, even in a bear market. With the 200-week moving average out of reach, there's a precious little bullish sentiment out there, as evidenced by the extreme fear of the crypto greed and fear index, which is still firmly in control. And checking it out right here, we're currently rated a 12 out of 100 in extreme fear. And quoting venture founder, analyst of CryptoQuant, in line with the past halving cycles, this is still my most viable forecast for Bitcoin before the next halving. Bitcoin will capitulate in the next 6 months and hit a cycle bottom anywhere between $14,000 and $21,000, then chop around in $28,000 to $40,000 in the most of 2023 and be at about $40,000 again by the next halving. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And he also shares here, at historical cycle bottoms, Bitcoin has usually seen negative 84% drawdown from cycle top. As of now, Bitcoin has already saw a 70% drawdown from this cycle top of 69,000. 84% drawdown gives a target of 14,000. But from now on until the ultimate bottom is definitely value zone for BTC. And quoting Crypto Tony here, July will be more of an action-packed month for volatility due to the catalyst upcoming coming, and for Arthur Hayes, the former CEO of derivatives giant BitMEX, the first week of next month is a period where macro stars will align to punish hodlers once again. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, how normal is this bear market? While some panic sell their Bitcoin, analysts are striving to show that so far there is nothing unusual about the scope of this Bitcoin bear market. Amongst them is on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, which in its recent research piece, A Bear of Historic Proportions, called for calm on sub $20,000 Bitcoin. Quoting them here, bear market lows have historically established with Bitcoin drawdowns of negative 75 to 84% from the all-time high, and taken a duration of 260 days in 2019 to 2020 to 410 days in 2015, with the current drawdown reaching negative 73.3% below the November 2021 all-time high, and taking a duration between 227 days and 435 days, this bear market is now firmly within historical norms and magnitude. And quoting them again here, the recent price collapse through the $20,000 region was punctuated with the largest daily USD-denominated realized loss in history. Glassnode noted, investors collectively locked in a loss of negative $4.234 billion in a single day, which is 22.5% increase from the previous record of $3.457 billion set in mid-2021. So in Bitcoin terms, the losses amounts to the third largest in Bitcoin's history, which you can see here in this chart. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's Bitcoin risking its first monthly close below the 200-week moving average. As Plan B shares here, this is getting interesting. If Bitcoin does not close June above the 200-week moving average at $22,000, that would be the first monthly close below the 200-week moving average ever. 4 days to go. Fingers crossed. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's the Bitcoin dominance diving from multi-month high. That's right, it was only recently that the altcoins were suffering even more than Bitcoin due to the upheaval from multiple mayor projects, including Terra and Celsius. Now, however, the tables are turning. Bitcoin dominance has reversed after spiking this year, leading to suggestions that the altcoins could be the place to be in the short term. Quoting BTC Fuel here, Bitcoin dominance is moving down strongly. The advantage lies with altcoins right now. Quoting venture founder here, Bitcoin dominance peaked at 48% and started going down again, but in my opinion, is definitely not the beginning of alt season. Rest assured, in a cycle and bear market, Bitcoin shall remain the best bet over altcoins. Such event has happened multiple times during the 2018 cycle as well. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, Bitcoin goes mainstream again, but for the wrong reasons. Bitcoin is more popular amongst mainstream internet users than at any time in over a year, but is this something worth celebrating? Well, according to data from Google Trends, they confirm that more people have been Googling Bitcoin this month than at any point since May of 2021. Now then, as of now, however, Bitcoin price action was targeting long-term lows rather than highs, indicating that it's the bearish events that trigger the mainstream interest. Now, last November's all-time high by comparison looks like a blip on the radar when it comes to search interest. And as such, activity for phrases such as Bitcoin is dead has spiked. This noted by social media users as possible sign that the market is in a capitulation phase. And this just in, as shared by Going Parabolic, breaking news, Voyager sent notice of default to Three Arrows Capital for not making payments on its 15,250 Bitcoin loan valued at $324 million. And Plan B updates us here this morning. When money is politicized and weaponized like fiat USD and the euro, it loses its monetary function. It becomes harder to use politicized and weaponized money for trade, business, and investment because it is tracked, seized, and debased. Start using Bitcoin for trade, business, and investment. That's right. And before I break down next way of the day, 2022 bear market has been the worst on record, according to Glassnode Analytics. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. Bitcoin down 0.6% for the day, maintaining just above $21,200. We have Ether down 1.3%, trading just above $1,200, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Several factors have contributed to making the current crypto bear market the worst ever recorded, as most Bitcoin traders are underwater and continue to sell at a loss, according to Glassnode. That's right, blockchain analytics firm Glassnode's Saturday report, titled A Bear of Historic Proportions, outlines how Bitcoin's current dip below the 200-day moving average, negative deviation from realized price, and net realized losses have conspired to make 2022 the worst in Bitcoin's history. Quoting them here, in the midst of this, Bitcoin and Ethereum have both traded below their previous cycle all-time highs, which is a first in history. Now, the first and most obvious indication of a bear market is when the spot price of Bitcoin falls below the 200-day moving average, and an even more extreme scenario, the 200-week moving average. And to highlight how rare the current price levels are, Glassnode showed that during the 2022 bear market, Bitcoin has fallen below half the 200-day moving average level, which is outlined right here in this chart. And quoting them again here, for the first time in history, the 2021-2022 cycle has been a lower mere multiple value than the previous cycle's low. And they also share here, spot prices are currently trading at an 11.3% discount to the realized price, signifying that an average market participant is now underwater on their position. Now, they also go on to share, investors collectively locked in a loss of negative $4.234 billion in a single day, which is 22.5% increase from the previous record of $3.457 billion set in mid-2021. Now, factoring in all the negative metrics, Glassnode assesses that the market is in the midst of a capitulation event, and Cointelegraph corroborated this assessment on Friday by pointing out that the miners have started selling their stacks, which is another indicator that capitulation has taken place. Such events often signify the bottom price range of a cycle. So there you have it. Do you feel this is capitulation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto analyst turns skeptical on big Bitcoin price predictions for 2023 and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $1 trillion milestone with about $54 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.5%, with the Ether dominance at 15.5%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Terra Classic leading the pack, up 250% for the day, trading just above 3.9 cents, followed by Stax up 17.6%, trading just under 50 cents, and Tron up 6.4%, trading just above 6.9 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green for the altcoins, with USTC up a whopping 413%. We have Luna Classic up 49.1% and Compound up 53.3%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, you can see we're currently rated a 12 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 14, last week a 9, and last month a 13 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst says he is doubtful that massive Bitcoin price predictions for next year could come into fruition. In a new interview on Invest Answers, widely followed crypto trader Benjamin Cohen offers his view on one prediction, that Bitcoin can rise over 1,000% from the current prices by 2023. Late last month, venture capitalist Tim Draper made a forecast that Bitcoin will hit $250,000 next year, which we're going to be covering in great detail in our next story. Now, Cohen says he no longer believes that Bitcoin could even hit the six-figure price range in the next 18 months. Quoting him here, once upon a time, I would have liked to believe that 2023 would have been the year where we hit those. Maybe $250,000 was always going to be too high. I was thinking more of $100,000 or something by 2023. Now, I am certainly a bit more skeptical about that idea, especially because of how hard the Fed pivoted and just had gone the complete opposite direction over the last 6 months. I look at other things too, like social statistics, and I follow new subscribers to YouTube channels. I look at viewership on these types of things, and it's all a downwards trend right now. If people are having a hard time buying gas, it's going to make it even harder for people to buy Bitcoin. Cohen says that even if retail investors turn ultra bullish on Bitcoin, it may not be enough to push Bitcoin to $250,000 next year. As he shares here, you still need general retail sentiment really high to see risk assets like Bitcoin ultimately go to $250,000. I struggle to see how we'll hit $250,000 next year, especially during a period with high inflation. You can point towards the 40s and the 70s. The second peaks of high inflation, the stock market did okay. But during the first peak, the stock market went down until inflation peaked. That would be a huge turnaround for Bitcoin to go to $250,000 in the next 18 months. So I would say probably not likely going to get there in the next 18 months. Instead of a monumental rally, Cohen sees a choppy and unexciting Bitcoin market for the next 2 years. As he shares here, I'm sort of seeing us finalize this bear market sometime this year and then enter into an accumulation phase, kind of like we did in 2019 and in 2015. And then we just kind of slowly prepare for the next Bitcoin halving. And at that point, you're likely looking at the Fed finally lowering interest rates and inflation hopefully coming back down if it hasn't already. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with crypto analysts that we're not likely to BTC, a $250,000 Bitcoin price within the next 18 months, as Tim Draper is predicting. And to watch this entire interview, check the show notes below the video in the description. But now before I break down our final story of the day, and we discuss the former crypto billionaire Tim Draper insisting Bitcoin will soar to $250,000 within the next 18 months. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help support the channel with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. My goal is to scale this to 1,000,000 downloads per month. And I know with your help, we can do it. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin OG Tim Draper predicting $250,000 within the next 18 months. That's right. During a new interview with Forbes in January of this year, the venture capitalist Tim Draper offered an ambitious prediction. Bitcoin would hit a whopping $250,000 within a year. And at the time, Bitcoin was worth about $41,000. Quoting him here, "This is the year it's going to happen," insisted Draper, who paid $18.7 million at a U.S. Marshals Service auction in 2014 for his stash of around 30,000 Bitcoin. Yes, that means he paid approximately $623 per BTC. Now, suffice to say that Draper's prediction isn't panning out thus far. Bitcoin has lost more than half of its value since the start of the year, plunging from 47,000 on New Year's Day to around 20,000. And he is one of the four crypto moguls who are no longer billionaires thanks to the digital currency crash. But Draper isn't backing off. Reached over email, Draper reiterated his price target. "I am more convinced than ever that this is happening," he said, "by late 2022 or early 2023. Now check this out. Since early March, these 11 people have lost the most money in crypto, an aggregate of $61 billion over the last 3 months, and only seven are still billionaires. As you can see here, back in March, Xiangping Zhao, CZ, the Binance CEO, was worth $65 billion, but now he's worth $18.7 billion, losing 71% of his net worth. Next up on the list is Sam Bankman-Fried, the FTX CEO. Back in March, he was worth $24 billion, and now he is still worth over $20 billion, but only a 17% loss. And then the list goes on and on. We have Brian Armstrong, the Coinbase CEO, was worth $6.6 billion back in March. Now he's worth $2.2 billion. And Tim Draper is at the bottom of this list. As you can see here, back in March, he was worth $1.2 billion in Bitcoin, and now is worth approximately $647 million, down approximately 46%. Now, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the Bitcoin investors, twin brothers, and founders of crypto trading firm Gemini, have also seen their fortunes fall from an estimated $4 billion in March to $3.2 billion now. They laid off 10% of Gemini's staff on June 2nd, citing crypto winter. And while the Winklevoss twins are playing rockstar, we have Sam Bankman-Fried, the richest person in crypto, going for a different role, industry savior. And meanwhile, crypto's former richest person, CZ, founder and CEO of Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, is in a tongue-in-cheek mood. "I am not bullish in bear markets," he tweeted on Thursday, which was followed immediately by a second post, "not financial advice." And amongst crypto billionaires, CZ is the biggest loser in percentage and dollar terms since March 11th. Then CZ's estimated fortune of $65 billion made him the 19th richest person in the world. Today, he is worth an estimated $18.7 billion. Now, Michael Saylor, a true Bitcoin OG and believer whose software company MicroStrategy spent about $4 billion in Bitcoin investments in the last few years, has taken a different approach, going on the offensive. The 57-year-old software entrepreneur has been bombarding Twitter with bullish posts and made recent television appearances on CNN, Fox Business, and Bloomberg, where he shrugged off concerns about his company's balance sheet. And in March, MicroStrategy borrowed $205 million against its own Bitcoin to buy, you guessed it, more Bitcoin. Now, Michael Saylor is now another ex-billionaire. Forbes estimates worth a little over $700 million. MicroStrategy's stock is down 56% since early March, compared to the NASDAQ index's 14% dip over the same period. But Saylor hasn't sold off any of his precious Bitcoin, not a single Satoshi, he told CNN anchor Julia Chatterley this week, invoking a little-known term for Bitcoin's smallest unit, which is one Satoshi, which is one one-millionth of a Bitcoin. "Bitcoin is going to outlast all of us," Saylor insists. I'm quite sure of that. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad. And also, I'd like to point out it was 8 years ago today the U.S. Marshals auctioned off that 30,000 Bitcoin confiscated from Silk Road Marketplace. Tim Draper was the highest bidder at $19 million. He took a huge risk that helped change many people's perspective of Bitcoin. That Bitcoin is now worth $600 million plus. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Nicholas Hudson wrote, JV, been watching you for a while. Love the content. Also from this dip, I was able to buy my first full Bitcoin. Amen, brother. Much love. Massive congrats, Nicholas, on being a whole coiner. Super happy for your accomplishment. Well done. Our next featured comment comes from the Bosack. People I work with keep asking me how much I've lost. My Bitcoin balance has never been higher than it is now. I've lost nothing. This is why they will never understand Bitcoin. Congrats, fam. Well done. Exactly. As long as you keep stacking stats, we're always winning. And our third and final featured comment coming from Poseidon Lottery. Always good to hear your thoughtful and logical analysis. I think we're entering a crab market. Personally, we are still getting our pumps and dumps, but based purely on what the Fed are doing. That being said, as traders, we are still making good money. Cheers, fam. I appreciate your support. Thanks for tuning in and for sharing. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.